Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5. The Hitman and Christina. And I guess the string of whiny guys continues this week. This must be whiny guy week.
I guess so.
You know? What the feezy?
What's this one complaining about?
Oh, Derek, buddy. He says, I'm one of those people who deletes any trace of someone on social media when I break up with them. To me, it's not fair to the next person I date if they see pictures of me happy with someone else. Well, at least she's thoughtful and considerate. I recently had a bad breakup with the girl I dated for 10 months. It didn't end well. And my friends don't talk to her anymore.
Okay.
Now, that was 2 months ago. But I noticed that some of my friends are still Facebook friends with her. Not only that, they've liked some of her recent posts.
Okay.
What's the deal here, he says. If they were true friends, wouldn't they delete her on Facebook? Would it be weird if I brought it up with them? I think Derek's got a point. If they're your true friend, if they're really your homie, they would dump them too. Because the only reason that person ever met them to begin with is because they were friends with you.
Okay, so now you're stopping them from having friends that aren't you?
This is your boy. This is your buddy.
So?
Like, girls are the same way. This is your homegirl. This is your sister.
I know. I have a better connection with friends than I do with my significant others. Like, I had many friends who dated somebody. I got really close with their significant other. They broke up. I still stay friends with them. I don't pick sides.
Mm-mm. No. If you're out, you're all the way out.
No.
And if you're my friend, you're all the way my friend. That's it.
If I choose to end the relationship, if they choose to end the relationship, it is over with us. I'm not going to talk to them. I'm going to delete them because it's way too painful, like he said. But if my friends had a connection with them and they want to stay friends with them, that's on them. If they want to do that, that's all them. I'm not going to decide how they're going to live their life. That's not my job.
No. If you're my boy, and I would assume that women are the same way. If your girls, that's your girl, she's with you all the way, she's going to go with you all the way. See, that ain't a real friend right there. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no,
you ain't a real friend.
You still talking
to her, man, and I done kicked her to the curb. What you talking about? What you doing, dude? Get away from me.
Good Lord. I can't handle you right now. You've had too much coffee. You're too charged up about this. People, help me out. I'm right?
869-1093. No.
Yes.
Because you don't understand what a true friend is.
Oh. Oh, I mean, are you calling? Are you saying that I've never had a true friend and I don't act like one?
I never said you never had a true friend, but I'm saying you don't understand what a true friend is. Ride or die to the end, homie, blood to the core friend.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. You spit. That's how excited you got about that.
That was heavy. Sorry. 869-1093. I guarantee none of my boys are friends with any exes I have. Mm. Guarantee it.
Well, that's fine. That's your prerogative. But you know what? I think I'm right here.
Nah. 869-1093. I don't know what's up with you.
What's up with you?
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. If you missed it earlier on the rumor report, we told you the big rumor, Beyonce performing at the VMAs on August 28th.
Mm-hmm, we'll see. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, to be honest.
Let's get into this.
All right.
Our boy Derek.
Oh, Derek.
And I think, you know what? Nobody knows what a real friend is anymore.
You know what? No.
And if you're just tuning in and you don't know the deal, here's the deal. He just broke up with this girl. He was with her for 10 months.
Uh-huh.
And some of his friends are still friends with her on Facebook, and it's bothering him. I mean, they're liking her posts, they're engaging with her, and he's like, whoa, these are my friends. What's going on here?
How dare they be social on social media? What?
Call it petty if you will, but okay. I'm saying if they're your true friend, they're going with you all the way. They're not going to be friends with that person anymore.
All right, they should not call you the hitman anymore. You're the petty man.
Oh, come on.
Said it. Meant it.
Complete and total separation. 869-1093. Let's go to the power lines. We got a lady on the phone. Go ahead, girl.
I honestly feel like he's immature because you can't tell that person to delete them on Facebook and all this other stuff. If that's the case, why are you still seeing that her posts are being liked?
That's
why is it an issue for you? Why are you still worried about her? If you forgot about her, forget about her. How do you
control her? If that's really your friend, if that's really your boy, he'd be with you.
No, if that's really your friend, he'll tell you, dude, get over it. It's not even that serious.
See? Come on. Think with your head.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. That's kind of like some middle school, high school stuff. We're adults. Get over it. It's not that serious.
Damn.
Is she calling you immature?
Yeah, I think
so.
Right? I think that's what she did.
Very immature.
She's so right.
If my friend brought that to me, I'd be like, dude, I didn't even notice I was still friends with her. Like, it's not even that serious. I'm not sitting here. You had 10 months of a relationship. You want me to delete every girl you break up with after 10 months? I mean, seriously.
Hey, that'd be a lot of deletes for me.
That's way too much effort.
All right. Thank you for calling,
all
okay?
Right,
I appreciate your opinion and waking up and listening to us this morning.
Yep, no problem.
Oh, my goodness. She's calling it. Hello, Power 93.5.
I think that it's just social media. Who cares?
That's fair.
If they were hanging out, like, face-to-face, like, that'd be kind of messed up, especially if I still had, like, feelings for the girl, but, like, nah, if it's over, I don't care if they're friends on Facebook, whatever.
Okay.
So social media is not that big a deal.
Thank you, sir. I don't know. Does anybody know what a true friend is anymore? Am I on an island by myself here? Are there any real true friends anymore? I'm over it. I'm over it.
Of course
Call
you are.
Petty, immature, I don't care.
Okay, petty and immature.
I want true, real friends here. 869-1093. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. I'm just frustrated. I'm annoyed.
I mean, because I don't blame you for being frustrated, but at the same time,
we have lost the meaning, the deep connection, the relevance, the monumental bonding of true friends.
Come on. See, you're in the past. You're stuck there.
Oh.
You're stuck.
Now you're going to call me names.
I said you're stuck in the past.
You're calling me
a relic?
You're calling me a relic because...
Those were not the words that came out of my mouth.
Okay, fine,
Not at all.
Tell everybody why we're having this discussion.
Here's the thing. Derek, I don't know what it is with Wichita men now. Come on, get it together. But Derek, he is having an issue with the fact that, you know, he was with this girl and they were together for a while, like 10 months or so. I mean, it's not like 10 years or anything, but it was long enough where his friends started to talk to her, added her on social media, stuff like that, and, you know, they bonded a little bit. Well, apparently the actual breakup with the girl, it wasn't good. It didn't end very well. And the friends aren't supposed to be talking with her, but he noticed that they were liking some of her stuff on Facebook and that they're still friends.
That
and that's
cool.
Bothering her.
That ain't cool.
Or bothering him, rather.
It's not cool.
I didn't mean to call him a girl.
I'm just saying it's not cool. Because,
it's
fine. If that's your boy, you know, he's going with you all the way to the end.
It's fine.
If she ain't messing with you, you ain't messing with her. That's it.
It's fine. It's really not a big deal. They're friends. That's fine. You do you. I'm going to be fine not talking to her for the rest of my life, or him for the rest of my life in my case.
I think it's a double standard. I think most women would agree with me if their best friend was still friends with one of their exes. I think most women would be like, wow, that ain't cool.
Obviously not, because we haven't had one that's agreed with you.
Yeah, that's true.
So there you go. I don't understand where you're coming up with that.
Yeah, I really don't have anything to support that statement, do I?
No.
869-1093. Okay, we've heard from one woman this morning. Let's hear from some guys. And if I'm wrong, guys, I'll take it. I'll take one for the team. I'll sit down and shut the hell up. I apologize for being old school. Is there anybody that agrees with me? Go ahead, man. I'm ready for your verdict.
You know, I totally agree with you. You know, my boy, you know, anytime he's broken up with a chick, you know, it's like, you gotta ride or die, man. You gotta stay with your boys.
Oh, come on. That is so petty.
No, it's not petty. He's right. That's what friends do.
Exactly. Like, you know, like, my boy, like, he went and started talking to that girl again, another friend of ours. See ya, dude.
Kick rocks. Get out. You don't belong here anymore. You're not welcome. Leave.
You can't control your friends. You can't control, you know, your
ex. Who's trying to control the guy?
You're trying to control him at
this
point.
Thank you. Dude, you could be my friend, man. We're friends right now. We're homies.
Yeah. I agree with you, man.
Thank you.
Oh, good Lord.
See, you don't understand the bro code. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Honestly, man, it's the 21st century, and I got to agree with you this morning. My best friend and I, we've been friends for 15 years, and he was with his girl for damn near 10. I still got her on social media because it's not that big a deal.
That's what I'm saying.
I know you probably live by the bro code. You know, you live with your bros, you die with your bros, you cut the girl out of your life, he's done with her, you know, that's how it is, but the bro code is kind of diluted now.
Ooh, it's diluted. I like that.
Okay, man. Thank you. I just got checked. I don't know. Hello, Power 93.5. Good morning. What do you think?
Oh, hey, man, you know I'm riding with you on this one, man. You know how the game goes, man.
Come on.
Hey, let me find out one of my dudes is talking to my ex on Facebook or in person, man. That's just not how it goes. Then that dude's just not your friend, man.
Thank you. See, that's what I'm saying. He's not your friend.
Come on. At that point, like, you can't just say, oh, you can't be friends with them because, you know, we hooked up and now I don't like them.
Tell me this, Christina. Tell me this. You dating so-and-so. You guys are in a serious relationship. He breaks up with you, or you break up with him, and you see him on, or you just see him at a restaurant with your friend. They're just friends. They're just having a friendship meal or something.
Yeah.
No, I ain't having none of that. You understand, man. You know what I'm talking about, dude.
Exactly. That's just how it goes, man. That's just how the game goes, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call this morning. See, I ain't having that noise. It's Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.